Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. With early voting for the August primary beginning in just a few days, it's also endorsement season for the Republic. What used to be a significant part of what the editorial board did, and also could be extremely impactful, has dramatically changed, in particular because of the different ways in which readers get their news. Republic editorial director Phil Boas joins me to talk about that in his weekly appearance. Phil, how do you and the other editorial board members approach interviewing and then endorsing the candidates?
We're very open-minded. I mean, when people walk into that room, we have clear minds and we're ready to hear what they have to say. And we're often surprised by what we see, either for good or bad. But I would say lately in this cycle, we've been really surprised how good a lot of the candidates are. We're seeing a lot of high-quality candidates coming in. And something is up in politics because you can just feel it after the 2016 race. Everything is fluid, and nobody seems to know quite how do you approach politics anymore. Do you throw bombs like Donald Trump? Do you lay back a little? What does the public really want? And it's difficult to know. And you're seeing all kinds of candidates because of that.
Now, when you say good, does it mean that they're prepared, they're actually running for a good reason and not just they want to say they ran?
I'll give you an example. And very often in years past, when you would see a safe congressional district, one candidate, you know, wins year after year, the candidates from the other party tend to be very low quality, low wattage. That isn't the case in some of these races this year. And a good example is David Schweikert's race. Three Democrats running there who are really highly accomplished people who, you know, have great resumes, are really articulate, thoughtful people. We even told them at the end, you know, this was a great panel. And the Democrats ought to look to that race as a deep bench for them. They have some really talented people that they can go to in the future.
Can you take us behind the curtain a little bit, Phil? When you're there with the other editorial board members, depending on the candidate, depending on who's in there, can it get sort of intense?
What happens is we'll have the meetings. We will have done our research, and we sit down and talk about it afterwards. The thing that has surprised me over 20 years of doing this is how often there's consensus, because we have liberals, we have conservatives, we have libertarians and independents. I mean, we have a lot of different viewpoints on that board, and more often than not, everybody generally agrees who is the best candidate in the room. That surprises me, but it's held true for all these years. It's really interesting.
So as people use newspapers in a different way now, let's talk about generationally, because you have people who are very passionate, millennials, younger voters, who maybe even after 2016 have decided they want to get involved. How does that affect how the editorial board approaches endorsements or what you look for?
The world is changing, and our audiences are changing. The audiences that we used to go after for the print newspaper product are quite different than what we go after for online. We have to build upon that audience, younger audiences that are web savvy. And that means we have to shape our endorsement editorials in new ways, and we're doing that in a way that makes the information more intimate, closer to your own lives. You know, how does it impact you? That's what a lot of readers on the web are looking for now. They want to know exactly why does this race matter to me, and why do these issues matter to me? Why should I care?
How much does it affect you, if at all, the way that the candidates relate to each other? Obviously, you're talking about how someone could handle the office, also their points of view on things. Does it matter, their behavior toward each other?
Absolutely. I mean, it is a great way to see these people in action. And so you do see some people that you know right away, they don't have the temperament to be a leader in this community. They just don't have it. They can't comport themselves in a way that is professional and that you need to be able to do when you're in the heat of the arena. They just don't have it. We've seen this over and over. And sometimes you just eliminate people just by one appearance because you just know that they're going to be trouble.
So you mentioned consensus before, that often the board members will come to a pretty solid consensus on that. Does that in any way reflect that you don't think that many of the other candidates have it, or the fact that one person really stands out sometimes?
Generally, one person stands out, and they stand out in a way that says that they really have talent. You know, they understand the office, they understand the issues, They have planned and prepared and they're ready to go. And you can usually just tell from that. And it's interesting to me that board members have been willing to set aside some of their biases and really agree that, you know, yeah, this person was better.
Do you think you've gotten better at this over the years as you've seen more candidates come and go?
I think I've come to understand it more and seen a lot of the same things over and over. But this is a different year. I am seeing new things this year. Mm-hmm. You're seeing candidates like Ken Bennett, David Garcia, who are, you know, in their past lives were these really moderate voices, you know, sort of calm voices. And now they're coming in and they're kicking behind, you know, they're coming in almost as anti-establishment types. It's really interesting to see.
Phil Boas is editorial director for the Arizona Republic.